I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Brazil is getting most of the attention when it comes to the spread of the Zika virus, but some doctors in neighboring Venezuela say the problem may be even worse there. That's despite official government numbers on infection rates that tell a different story. Simeon Tagle's with our Global Post team, and he's been following the outbreak in South America. What do the official and unofficial numbers actually say, Simeon, and how does that compare to the number of cases in Brazil?
Well, Marco, officially, the government in Venezuela has said that there are 4,700 suspected cases of Zika. But the independent doctors I've been speaking with, epidemiologists, believe that is an underestimate by up to two orders of magnitude. They've been running their own models, and they're estimating that the actual number of Zika infections in Venezuela is anywhere between 250,000 and 400,000. And then when you compare that to Brazil, those numbers mean that Venezuela's Zika outbreak per capita could be more intense than that in Brazil.
Yeah, so if we are to believe the high numbers, why then would Zika prevalence be so high in Venezuela than in Brazil?
Well, there are a number of reasons. One of them is that the government is accused of not handling the outbreak adequately. The first thing that the government has not been doing is putting out weekly epidemiological reports. That's something that has recently stopped. So there's a lack of adequate information. The Venezuelan population has just really not been alerted until very recently that this is a risk and they need to do what they can to avoid getting bitten by mosquitoes. And then there are other basic problems in Venezuela. One of them is the fact that the many shortages that there are there include repellent. People can't get their hands on mosquito repellent in Venezuela.
That's a big gap between the official numbers and the unofficial estimates. Is this a case of government ineptitude, or is somebody covering up the problem?
Well, that's a good question. I think when you speak to the doctors in Venezuela, they feel it's a combination of the two. But they very much feel also, I think, that the negligence on the part of the government, I mean, it is that negligence. There's a level of culpability here in the way they've handled this. One thing I should say, just to be fair to the Venezuelan government, it's only about one in four or one in five cases of Zika infection that actually show symptoms. So wherever you are in the world, the number of confirmed Zika cases is always going to be a fraction, maybe 20, 25% of the real number of infections. But even there, you're still talking about a difference of at least an order of magnitude between what these epidemiologists think is the reality and what the government says it is.
Is there an increase in birth defects like microcephaly? What Brazil is seeing, is that happening in Venezuela?
Not yet. Based on the timing of when Zika is thought to have arrived in Venezuela, the first microcephalic births, if there are any, would be appearing in March and April. So right now, I spoke to the president of the Venezuelan Pediatric Society, and he's just extremely concerned about what may just be around the corner. And one of the things he's also very concerned about is that he and his colleagues have no way of predicting how many microcephalic cases there could be in Venezuela.
In Brazil, as you know, there's been this huge mobilization of public health workers. Even the army's gone out to kind of spot standing water and spray insecticide to kill the mosquitoes that spread the virus. What's the response been like in Venezuela?
Well, Venezuela's been mobilizing a similar response, but certainly if you speak to these doctors and other critics of the government, they're saying it's too little, too late. This really should have been done much earlier, much quicker than has been the case.
So Venezuela's healthcare system has been crippled by years of economic collapse. If in March or April babies in Venezuela start turning up with unusually small brain sizes, what can the healthcare system then be able to do for them?
That's a good question. And I think that there's probably not much they can do for them. I mean, they lack all kinds of basic medicines. One independent pharmaceutical association in Venezuela has calculated that there is a shortage of 80% of medicines in Venezuela.
Wow.
So if there is this wave of microcephalic births, it's a pretty worrying outlook.
Simeon Tagle in Lima, Peru, who's been writing about Zika in South America for our team at Global Post. Simeon, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco.